Stanford professor claims mask opposition connected to whiteness. By Amy Furr on August 30, 2021. Hakeem Jefferson, a Stanford University professor, recently claimed opposition to masks at school board and council meetings was connected to whiteness. Make no mistake, this crazy opposition to mask wearing that is leading folks, read white PPL, to act violently at school board meetings and council meetings and everywhere else. Yeah, you can't disconnect it from whiteness, he wrote in a Twitter post on August 17. And discussions that don't acknowledge this are incomplete. In a subsequent post, Jefferson, an assistant professor of political science, said, "Ain't like masks are comfortable for non-white people. But you don't see a bunch of black folks storming meetings. And it's not just cause these white folks are GOP. It's cause they're white, and believe whiteness confers upon them a kind of power that places them above gov action," he continued. Jefferson later wrote, "It's like my reaction to Jan 6. You don't have to be an expert in identity to know that whiteness is driving the behavior. The crowds are overwhelming white. You think this just randomly happened? Nah, whiteness be working overtime. Like we say in the South, the devil is busy," he said. While some Twitter users agreed with Jefferson, others expressed their disagreement. "Then they are busy on your behalf too if you want fair elections and not to be tyrannized by COVID mismanagement," one person replied. "You are one of these people who thinks rights and privileges should be taken away to create equality, as opposed to making sure they are extended to everyone. This is the saddest form of self-inflicted harm. A twisted and racist form of Stockholm Syndrome," another commented. Representative Greg Murphy, RNC, who is a physician specializing in urology, said during a recent interview on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily, "The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention's CDC guidance for masking children to prevent coronavirus transmission was not supported by scientific analysis or data." He added, "It goes back to the sense of we're doing something, and that's what the right thing to do is, and I just don't go by that science. I wish I could say this particular intervention led to this good result, but the science tells us that that's just not true." President Joe Biden urged American parents last week to stop allowing their children to be around unvaccinated people and make sure they wore masks. "Make sure your child is masked when they leave home. That's how we can best keep our kids safe," he claimed. However, most cloth and surgical masks were about 10% efficient when it came to blocking exhaled aerosols, according to a recent University of Waterloo study. The study, examining the effects of masks and ventilation, ultimately found that commonly used cloth and surgical masks do little to filter exhaled aerosols, Breitbart News reported.